This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I am super pumped for this episode because, if you missed it, just a couple days ago, I released the title and the cover of book number 2, and today I am answering your questions about it. So Chris is not here with me. He is on dad duty right now, but that is okay because all of these questions are from you, for me, about book number 2. If you didn't see the cover, head over to my Instagram, at Elizabeth Benton. There is a reel, which is just a video in Instagram language, that shows the cover. I would love for you to check it out. The book doesn't come out until October, but as we know, that'll be here before we know it. I wanted to answer your questions about it because, wow, that was really loud, motorcycle gang. Can you guys hear that? My office is currently in a slightly different place because it's in the house as opposed to in the building that we have outside of the house. Anyway, sometimes road noise, apparently. Anyway, I wanted to talk more about it because I did just release the cover and the title, but also because I am going to be putting together a little volunteer army, people who want to be on what I'm considering like my book launch team. And basically what that means is you will get access to a PDF version first in exchange for telling me, committing to me that you will purchase the book on the day that it comes out in one form or another, and also leaving a review of the book on Amazon. And because you'll get a PDF before it comes out of that, you will have had the opportunity to read it. More about that and what it entails and all of that soon, for sure. But I also wanted to just dive into your questions. So that's what we're going to do today. We are going to do a giveaway, and I'm going to be giving away a PDF of just a couple chapters of book number 2, and I will announce the winner of that at the end of today's episode. All right. So again, if you have not seen it, head over to Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. You will see it there. But the first question is very fitting. It's, where did the title come from? So if you have not seen the video, and I really hope that you have because I want you to see actually what it looks like. But if you have not seen the video, then you might not know what the title is. The title of book number 2, drumroll please, is Tools for the Trenches, Daily Practices for Resilience, Perspective, and Progress. Tools for the Trenches is the title, subtitle, Daily Practices for Resilience, Perspective, and Progress. Where did the title come from? So I was really, really stuck on a title. In fact, it had a totally different title for at least 6 months of the writing process, I would say. It had a very different title. And then somebody kind of challenged me on it, thought that it wouldn't be a good title. We'll talk about that on another day. But Chris was one of the people, but also my book team was kind of like, rethink it. So we went back to the drawing board, and I was explaining not what I thought the book should be called and why, but I was kind of explaining the ethos or the theory and the philosophy behind the book. And I said, one of the things I say all the time is that when we talk about things like mindset and like perspective, ultimately, when we talk about how and what you think, I say all the time, these are not mountaintop tools. And what I mean by that is sometimes people think that like doing mindset work is for when life is good, for when you're making money, for when you have everything figured out, then you can prioritize things like meditation and mindset. But I tell people all the time, and I was explaining this to my book team, I'm always saying, these are not mountaintop tools. When I talk about questions to change the way you think, when I talk about daily mindset upgrades, these are not mountaintop tools. These are tools for the trenches. And what I mean when I say that is these are things that matter most when you don't feel like it, when you're having a hard time, when you're going through something difficult in your life. And so when I said that, these are not mountaintop tools. I said, these are tools for the trenches. One of the women said, that's it. These are tools for the trenches. That is what this book is. It is a collection of tools for the trenches. The trenches being any difficult time in your life. That could be losing a job. It could be a relationship issue. It could be a weight struggle. It could be the desire to start a business. It could just be like the daily frustrations that take your head out of the game, whether it's traffic or, you know, not having anything to cook for dinner. Or it could be, as it has very much been for me, something really, really significant and life-altering, like the loss of a loved one. And for me, it was the loss of our daughter, Dagny. So that's where it came from me saying, these are not mountaintop tools. These are tools for the trenches, tools for the hard times, tools for the bad days, things that matter most when you think, I'm too stressed, I'm too emotional, I've got too much going on for this. That is when it matters most. The next question was, when did you decide on the topic? So I never thought I was going to write this book. This I have known in my mind that I have multiple books in me, but I didn't see this one coming because I just didn't see 2020 unfolding like it did for me. So I know like book number three is what I thought book number two was going to be. That one will come maybe in 2022. I've already started on book number three, but for now, trying to stay focused on book number two and get that out into the world. This wasn't one that I was like, ooh, I really want to write about a collection of tools for hard times. It really came about as my own personal survival instincts after our daughter Dagny died. For those of you that are new to the show, you can check out previous episodes where we've kind of told that story. I'm not going to go into it here. But I started really out of necessity writing myself these little passages. Sometimes it was just a sentence or two. Sometimes it was a couple of paragraphs to work through hard moments. Moments where I was like, I don't really care about my health. Nothing matters. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not important. And the way that I was coaching myself through those moments, whether it was like, I don't want to work out, I don't want to eat healthy. And sometimes it was way bigger and deeper and more serious than that. I realized I want to share these tools. And so that's when I decided that I would do so in book form. And that's where the subtitle comes from, Daily Practices for Resilience, Perspective, and Progress. And again, it can be progress in anything. This is absolutely not a book about grief, though it tells the story of my processing that very much. The beginning of the book starts with sharing the story of Dagny's birth and Dagny's death. In the prologue, just like Chasing Cupcakes started with a story of kind of my weight as I grew up. But then it is very much the tools that I use, that I continue to use in the hard moments. And like I said, sometimes they were really, really huge hard moments and sometimes they were really, really small. So these tools are very much applicable no matter what your hard thing is. Somebody asked, they said you were working on a workbook to go with Chasing Cupcakes. Is book two this workbook for Chasing Cupcakes? No, it's not. I kind of shelved that. I thought it was a really great idea to do a workbook for Chasing Cupcakes for a long time. And then I was like, is it a great idea? I'm still kind of on the fence. If that's something you guys would like to see, let me know, because I can certainly put that back onto the priority list. But this is an entirely different and independent book. Related to Chasing Cupcakes, somebody said, is this similar to Chasing Cupcakes? It's similar in that my process is very similar. Like Chasing Cupcakes has a lot of questions in it. So does Tools for the Trenches. And every chapter ends with an in-practice section, and a lot of the practical application involves asking yourself questions. So it's similar in that way. I think my writing style, of course, is very similar, but the content is different. Will it be available as an audiobook? Yes, it absolutely will. I don't know that they'll exactly launch on the same day, though they'll be ready at the same time. The reason for that is we pick a date for everything to go on Amazon. Audible operates separately, and we can't like pick a live date for Audible. Audible kind of does its own thing. So Chasing Cupcakes, I remember Audible was a month or two behind. I hope that's not the case here, but that very much could be the case here. But yes, it will be an audiobook, and yes, I will narrate it myself. We are in the process of scheduling the read for that now and figuring out how am I going to read the full book in a day while also having Roman and nursing and all of that? Just trying to figure out all of that. The next question asks, what do you want your reader's biggest takeaway to be from reading this book? I think just knowing that you have a collection of tools to go to, whether it's a struggle with relationships, whether it's a struggle with your own thoughts, whether it's a struggle of just like lack of belief or frustration or focusing on the past or any of those things, I want my reader to know, okay, this is a tool that I haven't heard of before. This is going to be something helpful that I can apply. What did you learn in the process of writing it? You know, if I went back through and read it right now, I could probably have 100 different answers for you, but off the top of my head, and it's probably been a month or so since I've read through it, one of the biggest things it helped me with is and was my relationship with other people. And I've talked about this a little bit. Obviously, the hardest part of losing Dagny is losing Dagny, and it will always be so. But I could not have predicted how hard relationships with other people would be for various reasons. Sometimes I felt like I wasn't supported. Other times I felt like the way I wanted to be supported, like people couldn't or wouldn't support me that way. And sometimes it was couldn't, and sometimes it was wouldn't, and sometimes I don't know which it was, and it really didn't matter. And that was and is sometimes still really tough for me. But in writing this, I really came so far in my perspective on other people's actions and inactions in a very, very helpful and healing way. What is your favorite chapter? Oh, that'll totally depend on like what I need. There's a chapter in there about pruning, about when things leave our lives, whether it's like jobs, people, opportunities, marriages, you name it, and kind of a perspective on that that is very hopeful for me. And then there's just a lot of cool stories, you know, because when I wrote Chasing Cupcakes, at the time, I was living in a tiny house by myself. It was just a very different season of life. Now, a lot of the stories and the ways that I apply it have to do with, you know, here we are on our hobby farm and the renovations and marriage and pregnancy. And of course, I was pregnant with Roman while I was writing it. So there's just so many ways that I was able to apply the tools that it's funny, just to be perfectly candid, I wondered, and sometimes still do, if this was a book I should release. And I'll tell you why. It obviously has been written in like the darkest season of my life. And I wondered, and still do wonder, will I look back in 5 years and go, oh, Jesus, like, why did I put that out there? I was clearly, you know, working through so much. But I think that's exactly why it needs to be out there into the world, right? I absolutely could make a case, and who knows, maybe it's a great solid case, the right case, to not put it out there because of the circumstances that I was living through when I wrote it. But I also know that so many people don't write the book in that time, and then they write it 5 years from now in reflection, but that's not the same thing, right? So I think that there is a book 5 years from now that I could write about my healing process or tools for the trenches that would look very, very different in 5 years. But you know what? When somebody's in a dark place, they need the tools that worked for me when I was in the dark place, not the tools that worked for me when I was reflecting on the dark place, you know? So I don't know how I got there with that question, but I'm sure you'll hear me say that a million times. Somebody asked, will you be doing a book study? I don't know. It depends a lot on if there's interest in that. I don't know if this particular book lends itself to that. But then again, I could say the same thing about Chasing Cupcakes because they're both very personal. Not just personal to me, but personal to the reader. But then again, people have done lots of book studies with Chasing Cupcakes, and that's been really effective. So we'll play that one by ear. Somebody asked, how actionable is it? I feel like Chasing Cupcakes is super actionable because when I do things like ask questions of myself or I ask you to ask questions of yourself, the whole purpose of that is to inform your action, to prompt you to choose differently, show up differently, behave differently, think differently. And so to me, that is extremely actionable. So I'm going to go with that. Of course, somebody asked, when can we buy it? This is actually the last question. How perfect. When can we buy it? October 2021. I do not have a date yet, but you bet as soon as I do, I will let you know. And as I said, I'm going to be putting together like a small tribe of sort of like book supporters. And essentially, all that means is that I will give you ahead of time for free a PDF copy of the book if, in exchange, you promise to buy at least one copy of the book on the day it goes live, and on the day that it goes live, leave a review of it on Amazon. But that's not available yet for you to join me. Probably within the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'll get my ducks in a row to make that happen. But yeah, I'm super, super excited. If you haven't seen the cover, head over to Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, and somebody's going to get a sneak peek of a couple of chapters. And the winner today is at Ben_Bowling. Email me, Elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Tell me you were the winner of today's episode, and I will send you a couple of preview chapters of this book, which I am super, super excited about. I'm so grateful for all of your support. I know it doesn't come out for a few months yet, but I know that we will have lots of momentum when we get to that date, because obviously that launch date is a super important date. More to come on that. Hey guys, we give something away every single Saturday. So if you want to win, 3 ways to win. Number one, leave a review of this podcast. Makes a big difference to the podcast. You can actually go to ratethispodcast.com/primalpotential and rate there, or you can go to wherever you listen, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, whatever. That's one way. Or you can leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or you can post on social media an episode of this podcast that you were listening to or loving. Make sure to tag me so that I see it, and maybe you'll win next Saturday. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. If you've got other questions, let me know, and I will chat with you very soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.